that Jesus walked on.
Podcast. Dirty Water Podcast.
Oh shit. All right, we're recording. Yo, Dave, you supposed to do the intro. You ready?
Yo, let's go, man.
Recording. How you feeling, Moses? How you feeling, Dave? What's up?
Some fucking hiccups. That's crazy.
Yeah, you
how the fuck I get the hiccups right now?
Cause you drunk, nigga. Like a wino gets hiccups and shit.
Nigga been sipping since 8:30 a.m. Fuck it.
Yeah, you loony tuning right
happy
now.
Birthday.
Happy birthday.
We got OG in the background. So do the intro, Dave. What? Fucking hiccups. That shit crazy.
Sounds stupid.
Come on.
Word. It's Dirty Water Podcast. It's Dave B.
Moses.
Lex.
You told this shit, Dave.
I'm mad I got the fucking hiccups.
Yeah, you stupid. Man, what we got? What we talking about, man?
Hold on. Let me pull it up.
You introduced it.
Why do you introduce it like that?
I don't have the topics in front of me.
You are trash. You don't need to be an A mic.
Oh, you think you're an A mic, huh?
No, I'm not an A mic, but you're not either.
Now I'm the mic.
Yo.
I'm the mic. That's what it is.
No, I said A mic.
I'm talking about me.
Oh. That's Jizzle pulling up. What up, Jizzle? Hey. Happy Mother's Day. Happy Mother's Day.
Happy
to
Mother's
all the
Day.
Fucking mothers out there. Mother. I ain't supposed to say fucking. All right, let me do this right.
He drunk. Sorry.
It's my birthday. What y'all want me to do out here today? All right. Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out there living their life, taking care of their kids, taking care of their man, taking care of whatever the fuck they want to take care of. Happy Mother's Day. Your mother, it is. Jizzle in the fucking spot. Happy Mother's Day to Aunt Deborah. Happy Mother's Day to my mother. Happy Mother's Day to, it's funny because, Moses, I don't know your mother's name. What's your mother's name?
Shut the fuck up.
Mama Moses.
Moses. Happy Mama Mother's Moses. Day to Mama That's Moses. Right. Happy Mother's Day to fucking Nita.
Right.
You know what I mean? And happy Mother's Day to my wife. And happy Mother's Day to everybody.
Carla.
No, I say happy Mother's Day to my mother. It's May 12th today. And it's my birthday. So we just, you know what I mean?
Mother's Day to Pothane
Wilson. I don't know
Wilson.
What kind. Huh? What you say?
Happy birthday to you.
Here we go.
Happy yeah, put it in. I don't know.
They're probably.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday.
Yeah.
That's all I want to say.
Thanks.
On the remix.
That's my mother.
A happy birthday. Hey.
Hey, Moses, Dave, Jizzle. I've been drinking since about 8 a.m.
Why you
clean
sound like
water.
You about to do a song or something?
We can tell.
Clean. No, you can't. You can't tell that.
We can.
You can't tell that. Clean water, though. Not dirty water. Clean water. Clean water I've been drinking. So, how y'all doing today? It's Dirty Water Podcast. Am I supposed to be doing the... Didn't I tell y'all I wasn't going to do this shit today?
Yeah, so I don't know what you're doing. Like, everybody knows, like he's fucked up. This is another episode where he's fucked up. What was that? That was episode 3 or something, right?
Nigga, what? He's always fucked up.
Yeah, it's like the third time.
No, come on.
What's this, the 4, 5, 6? Damn.
What? Damn. That I'm fucked up? How many times? Nah, I wasn't fucked up.
Yeah,
I wasn't fucked up every
podcast.
Nah,
just don't worry about it.
Listen. Like, I wasn't fucked up every podcast, Moses. Come on, man. I be saucy, but I don't. Come on. We here, though. You know what I mean? Another week.
Boom,
I don't know. What are we talking about today? We're just talking shit today because it's my birthday and it's Mother's Day. Let me pull this shit up real quick.
Mother's Day, take your mother out.
I think my mother is cooking for me today. Like, that's crazy.
It's different for you.
No,
but it's like both show love.
No, but what I'm saying is how does that work? Because my birthday landed on Mother's Day. Is my mother supposed to be cooking for me? No. Yeah. Like, I'm supposed to send her somewhere, right?
It go both ways, I feel. It's your birthday. What can you do when your birthday falls on something? You know what I'm saying? So.
Okay.
Now, if it was just nothing, you just she cook you something to eat, it's wrong.
Word. Oh, well, OG ain't take neither one of us out. He just... OG said, yo, you my nigga. Happy birthday. And that's it. I was like, damn, OG. Like, you know what I mean? I thought we'd go back further than that. But, all right, whatever. You know what I'm saying? I've been drinking Ciroc.
Go get the strap.
OG almost shot me one time.
Yeah, I'm just bullshitting. This nigga said OG shot me. Like, what the fuck is going on now?
OG
it's Mother's Day, you talking about shooting.
Listen.
It's positive over here. Keep it positive.
What that?
What happens when the box turn over?
What?
And your favorite. I'm drunk.
No. One day I was back here in the back in the cut. You know what I mean? You know how OG house is set up? So I'm in the back. So him and mom dudes pulled up. And when they pulled up. Shut the fuck up. I know.
I left that day because he fixed his mic like a singer or something. Like he about to lay down some tracks. Let me get this motherfucker.
Hit you with the spirit
right
thing. Yeah. Right? No. Nights like this. No.
Eddie came. Right.
So, hold on. Let me see your lighter.
You remember
who got a lighter? Right.
I'm about to kill this shit.
Nah, I ain't killing shit. Oh, let me see your lighter. Now, I was here with another person I'm cool with, and they pulled up. But you know how OG house is set up. So me and the other person is in the back. Mm-hmm. So when he pulled up in the front. This nigga, hold up, let's say something. OG is like 68, 67, 69 years old.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So he just pulled up, blocked the driveway, ran straight into the house, and then came back and said, who the fuck is back there? And I was like, it's me. And he said, me who? Like, I'm like, see, that's why y'all laughing, because y'all know what the fuck I'm talking about. Like, he was like, me who? Like, I'm like, you're his son. Nigga, you better start saying something. You just can't be in the back of my, you don't live here no more. Like, you can't be back here. Just, you know what I'm saying? I was like, oh, shit. And the other person I was with, they was scared. Because OG done caught the gun. Like, yo, I'm about to shoot up everything back there. Like,
you know how I roll.
God, right. And I'm like, God damn it, man.
I'm from the street.
Fucking OG, man. I don't know what episode he coming back on. I ain't even like this back. Nah, pass that jizzle. Fuck it. You know what I mean?
What's wrong with you?
A little saucy.
I ain't talking about that. I'm talking about like.
A little saucy.
Why would you? You know the announce.
I was in the back, and when he pulled, I seen him. And I was just like, oh, yeah, that's, you know, it's OG, whatever. You know what I mean? But. That nigga was like, nah.
You said, it's
nigga.
Me.
It's me. I was like, nah,
click,
it's me.
Click, me.
I
thought-
click, yo, click, Moses. Me. Moses, I thought he knew my voice. Like, that's what I thought.
You might have been trembling.
Listen, I'm glad he
if you
start-
were trembling, your voice sound different.
I'm glad. Me who?
It's me.
Nah,
like,
I didn't say it like that. I said, it's me.
My son don't sound like
I'm glad he didn't start squeezing. That's all I was worried about. I was like, that nigga ain't squeezing. I'm good.
What so, you was supposed to say? Your the son.
The nigga that noticed the story is like, probably right now, like, yo, I remember that night. Yo, your pops was about to shoot both of us. Like, you know what's even fucked up even more, though? The gun he got, that's my gun. I sold it to him. I ain't shit. Whatever.
Shit, I was
legally. Not legally though.
Shit,
legally.
I was scared, but I hold my own.
Nah, chill out, Moses. Chill out. what the fuck we talking about today? I don't know what the fuck we talking about.
Easter egg bet. No, fuck.
Oh, like we said, happy Mother's Day to everybody. And then Ayesha Curry. Ayesha Curry.
Curry.
I didn't even I was like I know the story, but I didn't really catch up on the story. So she wanted niggas to holler at her, or she wanted niggas. What's
she
up?
She just like wonder what like what's wrong with her. You know what I'm saying? Like
what's listen, wrong with me?
Listen, yeah,
this is how we gonna do.
Listen, what I'm
day.
Saying right here. She's asking what's wrong with her, cause you know every now and then you know some dude's gonna be looked. But she gotta understand, she gotta respect, but dude, people respect him. They're not looking at you like that. They look like they looking at you like a respectable wife. So they're not gonna look at you the same way you want them to look at you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, she
so like I think you should calm down. Like, yeah, I feel what she's saying, but like she was just being honest. It's not really nothing to really trip about. You know what I'm saying? Like probably every woman goes.
Can you be mad at women wanting that attention?
So I feel like women do want attention every now and then. I know.
Nah, not every now and then. They want attention all the time, bro.
All the time?
Yeah. Mm. I feel that way. I feel like they want attention all the time. And I'm not saying it as a bad thing or nothing like that. I just feel like as women, yeah. Like, you know what I mean? Their perspective, yeah. They want attention. You know what I'm saying? Like, they want to be felt. They want somebody to say something to them. They want to be complimented. They want, you know what I'm saying? So... Is she wrong for that? Like, honestly, is she wrong for that?
I think she should just be, take that in consideration and be like, well, at least I'm respected. You know what I'm saying? Like, nobody's disrespecting her. Because, like, if you want that, niggas is really show the ass. You walk around, grab your ass. You're like, what the fuck? Like, you know what I'm saying?
Ain't nobody gonna walk around.
But, like, I'm just saying, if that happened, like, you'd be like, oh, I take that back. You know what I'm saying? Like,
you could give a woman a compliment without grabbing her ass.
You know how some niggas don't care.
Nah.
Just like we talked about with the Nipsey and Kodak.
Right.
Some niggas don't care.
But he passed away, though. That's different, kind of, I think.
I'm just saying, like, niggas don't care. Regardless.
Right. I don't know, though. Because I still feel like that's different.
I don't know. She.
What's up, Dave?
She should feel respected, though. That's what I'm saying.
Like, I'm sorry that we men are a little bit more respectful to married women, you know what I mean? All women than women are to married men, though. You know, I mean, women. I mean, you gotta understand, she's not the star, so you know, I mean, she might not. She can't really expect all that attention that her husband gets.
And her husband is out here busting 3-pointers like it's
he's out in
water.
The limelight,
we respect you, queen. Like, like that's what your husband.
Calm down.
Yeah, that's what's going on. Like. People don't understand. Well, I don't know if people understand, but people have to understand that when it comes to a woman or whatever, you know what I mean? If a woman is married and has a respectable husband, because us as men, we respect your husband. You know what I mean? We might talk our shit and be like, oh, nah, she fine or whatever. She's beautiful or whatever. But at the same, that's behind. We ain't saying that in public. You know what I'm saying? We see her. Oh, that's Steph Curry's wife. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's Steph Curry, right? And that's it, because we have that type of respect for that dude. You know what I mean? I think motherfuckers don't realize the type of respect men have for other men when it comes to situations like that.
Right.
And that's the thing. Like,
what's the thing?
Men have respect. I'm the guy that people like saying that. You know what I'm saying? Because they always like, oh, niggas dogs, niggas do this. Nah, some niggas out there that don't even think like that. You know what I'm
right.
saying?
Right. Like, yeah.
Talk to a female like without thinking about smash. You know what I'm saying? So that's
And this is the age of the side chick anyway. So.
Yeah. This is the age of the side chick, though?
Age of the side
chick.
You think
so?
It is, of course.
Why
it,
you say
it's
that?
It's being more glorified nowadays than it was back in the days.
Yeah, look
back
at
that. Back in the days, your
look
whole,
at SZA.
Back Hold in up. The days, yeah.
Look at SZA.
Listen, back in
I got
the days,
you
can have a whole family on another side of the town. And they might not even know each other. I'm not saying that's good,
right.
But they wasn't going around saying, "Yo, this is," you know what I mean? They, you know, the women weren't out there talking like that. Now you got social media. They posting. They want to beef. You know, they mad because you can't see
them as much as they want to. You know what I mean? From what I hear.
Right. Yeah. So
black men don't cheat.
At all.
Black men don't cheat. Nigga.
Yo, we gotta go visual because of the face you making, Moses. I'm just
saying. Yeah, so, but you know.
I know a couple of black men.
Who you know? Who you know?
I ain't saying shit.
Oh.
I ain't no snitch.
Black men don't cheat.
Yeah, I'm glad
but
you.
I know you.
You know who?
Like, if cheaters came to North Carolina, boy.
But hold up, though. Nah, but Moses, wives, girlfriends, women, they cheat, too.
Yeah.
So, you know what I mean? It's just not men. It's just not husbands or whatever.
9 to 5. She got the weekend. Huh? Ain't gonna say this again. When that song came out, how many people liked it?
SZA, right?
Yeah. The weekend.
I should. God damn it. I ain't fucking with you, Moses.
It's a couple of rounds in for the weekend.
Woo!
What?
Now you done started some shit. Now you done started some shit.
We're talking shit.
I ain't saying shit.
You just said it.
I just fucking said it.
You just said it.
I just said it. Huh? Weekend. 9 to 5, she got the weekend. Huh? You know what the weekend is. I can't wait to the weekend.
Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Right?
What's they pouring up. It's not, hey, well, that Dave, not mean he.
Yo, Dave, don't kill the bottle. It's my birthday. Shit. I want to kill the rest of them. I'm talking shit. I've been Ciroc all morning, bro. Fuck it.
Dave, you like the song?
That's that shit.
You fuck with SZA, right?
Yeah, hell yeah.
Better.
We could have been. What? We could have been.
How many fucking?
Let me put a list up. I ain't fucking with
how
you,
many
nigga.
Different songs you gonna sing, nigga?
Cheating. Cheating.
Tweet, tweet.
Niggas.
Get the bird for that.
Hey, yo, fuck with us on Twitter, though, too. Dirty underscore, shut up. Dirty underscore water underscore NC. That's Twitter. Fuck with us. Dirty Water Podcast. So, my niggas, Dirty Water Podcast.
What the fuck is CJ?
CJ, listen, he be making us just record a shit and I just hand it to him. But we ain't gonna say that out
loud. Shout out to CJ.
What up, my nigga?
What's up?
Chris Darden. Y'all know who Chris Darden is, right? No?
Mm-mm.
Dave, no, you don't know? Moses?
I don't know names like that. What's he doing?
Chris Darden is the one that was representing the nigga that killed Nipsey Hussle.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
The lawyer.
The lawyer.
I wasn't trying to follow him, so
I was
trying to
remember. I ain't going to lie. I was, because he said, yo, I'm good on this case. I don't want no parts of it. He said, I'm good. Like, yeah. I'm going to let that go.
Yeah.
That's how you... Listen, that's why I say we gotta go visual, because the way this nigga be looking at me.
Yeah, he started getting death threats and shit.
Yeah.
But not only just him, his wife and his kid too.
Yeah.
I mean, but his
what?
His daughter was against him representing homeboy.
Mm-hmm. But I'm sure the family
they still gave her that work too.
Had to.
Yeah. You think? I mean, but I don't know if I'm sure he got some death threats. No, during the goddamn...
Oh, of course. Himself, yeah, of course.
Yeah, during... what's that other case he did?
Hey, OJ shit.
OJ shit, yeah. But, you know, niggas might be just a little bit more aggressive now. You know what I mean? You got social media.
Hey, my man.
They calling your crib and your office and shit.
Hey, my man, fix that.
Word.
Quit.
Fix that. What you say?
Quit or you quit.
Expeditiously, nigga.
Hey, listen here. This is my last time being here. I'm gonna show y'all what to do, but
right.
This is what you owe me. I'm out of here.
Yeah, but at the same time, he was all for it at first, though. Like,
did he do it for free?
I don't know that. I feel like there was a fee involved, and somebody paid him.
Somebody
to do
paid
it.
Him.
That's how I feel. But I don't have the I can't I say all the facts and nothing like that. I can't say that's what really happened, but in my mind, I'm like, man, somebody paid you, nigga.
It might not been no threats. Somebody might drop down some cash.
Nah, he said it was threats. Nah, because even
he
his
said
daughter.
It was threats.
No, his daughter said it too.
Yeah, fuck that. Somebody dropped off some cash. Take this cash, shut the fuck up.
You think, okay, hold up. Listen, if he did take the case off some cash, and now he's saying.
They could protect him.
No, listen. But now he's saying, yo, guess what? I don't want to do this case. Do you think he paid the cash back as a nigga?
Talking about.
What are you saying? Gave the cash back? What? The representative?
Yeah.
He don't get no cash back.
Nah, he don't get no
money.
Who the fuck?
This cash back?
So is he going to get, like, I mean, I'm just saying, hypothetically speaking, right?
Who giving cash back?
Listen. Listen, Moses.
Getting cash back. Nobody getting
cash. Like, what?
Listen,
like,
though. What?
He black?
Refund.
Yeah. That's what I'm. Okay, that's what I'm saying, my niggas. Right. Listen.
If so, I change your time,
so,
for,
no,
for
listen. Let's make the scenario. For real. Let's make the scenario.
Okay, let's go.
You're the lawyer. Dave killed.
Why I got to be the lawyer?
Listen, my nigga, just listen. All right. Listen to the scenario. You're the lawyer, Moses. Dave killed Nipsey, mm-hmm. right? And I'm the person you don't even know about that's paying for all of this, mm-hmm. right? When he, when I paid, damn, how'd it go? Saucy. I paid Dave to go do this crime, right? To kill Nipsey.
Okay.
So, when, shut up, Dave. Shut up, Dave.
Go ahead.
I'm trying, my nigga, because I had to. All right, cool. So, I paid Dave to go kill Nipsey.
Okay.
Right?
Okay, we in there.
And I'm paying you to represent Dave.
Okay.
You're getting all these death threats.
Okay.
So you gonna say, okay, after a month?
Okay.
After a month, I'm like, yo, nah, I ain't fucking with that shit.
Okay.
I ain't doing that shit, even though you paid me.
Okay,
You paying that back? You paying the money back?
Listen here.
What money, nigga?
Listen here.
Listen, I'm sure.
If it was some money,
sure if there was
it's
some,
already done.
Right. I'm sure it,
it's done.
Whoever.
How you gonna get that money back?
I'm sure whoever's paying if whoever's paying a lawyer, he pays. He didn't give him a lump sum to work the whole case, nigga. We gonna work this shit piece by piece, court day by court day, my nigga. So he got paid for what he did, and he ain't get no more money because he ain't doing nothing else. That's just how that shit goes.
That's what it probably was.
He like, I don't think he gave a nigga no lump sum to take the whole case on, like, nah.
Is he fucked up for taking that case? Trying to take
took
that case
lump sum. I think he took lump sum.
Talked
I think he would have. Hold on.
Yeah.
Can I talk?
What?
Sick of your ass.
Yeah, talk.
Knock you out.
You
man,
done?
Talking shit, bro. What the fuck, man?
He ain't got shit to say.
Nah, I don't want to talk.
You saucy. Anyways, but, if he took
fuck
the case,
what you gotta
like,
say, nigga.
Round two. Nah, but I'm just saying, like, Dave said, like, he gave him lump sum, so he probably like, nigga, you ain't give me no more money, I'm getting death threats. Niggas after my head.
Oh, you ain't giving me no more money.
Yeah,
and I'm
like,
death
you know what I'm saying? Because if he just gave him the whole thing, he would have had took it.
He'd have had to ride that shit out.
And he would have had protection. So you wouldn't worry about nothing.
Oh, so he probably don't feel like he got no protection yet.
Hell no.
I can see that in LA though.
He probably feel like he ain't got paid enough.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Like, nah, nigga. But you said your fee. I'm sure he said his fee.
I'm saying he ain't get paid enough for these death threats afterwards.
Oh, nah, yeah.
He said his fee.
I feel you.
He said his fee. It was going up to that.
Right.
But at the same time, he like, look, nigga, you paying me like little by little. Fuck that.
That nigga ain't had a high profile case like this since OJ, nigga. Yeah. Shit done changed out here. These little niggas is crazy. Mm. Social media crazy. Them niggas that dig up dirt on you. Niggas in social media, they doing homework. They posting your shit on crazy.
His wife, his kid, you know what I mean? He was getting death threats and shit.
Just crazy. Found
I'm
niggas
just saying,
personal
same.
Phone numbers and shit. They sending text messages, yo, you gonna die. And they was like, what?
Why am I getting all of this? Like, yeah, because you represent somebody that bodied a real nigga.
Good for him. You
that's
stupid.
The thing, like, he had a lot of people on his side, bro.
Moses, he's stupid.
Yeah. It's your boobie.
All right, well, where's Kendrick?
Huh?
Where's Kendrick? Lamar. Where's Kendrick?
Yo, where is he?
Where is he? Where's he at?
I think he cooking up in the lab.
No, he's slow grinding. He
I think he's gonna come out this year.
Riding Lolo's.
I think he's gonna come out this year.
He helped with Schoolboy Q's album.
Schoolboy Q album's hard. Yeah. I agree with you.
It's nice for the West. Like, I feel like the West is different since a lot of people came out. You know what I mean? Like, from what we grew up with. And so it's like, it's different and it's nice.
Mm.
Like, yeah. Nipsey Hussle feel was like a nice feel. Like, it was different, but you knew it was from the West.
West.
Like, Schoolboy Q and, you know, Kendrick. Like, they got that flow. You know it's from the West.
Forget about your man Blueface.
Yeah. Hey, Fellow State quarterback, what up?
Yeah,
he was a quarterback at Fellow State.
Yeah, no, I don't know. Let me stop. Lying.
Well, hold on. We ain't really get that deep in it. Go ahead.
Yeah, I don't. I can't fuck with the Tatiana.
I heard it now that y'all told me about it. I went back and listened to it. I was like, that's what they like. Okay, cool. that's what they like.
I just like to hear Carly B rap.
Cardi B?
Yeah.
She don't write her shit.
She on the remix.
She don't write her shit though.
I don't care.
I think she writes some of it. I don't think she writes all of it.
From the street.
She might take, I mean, there's a lot of
street.
It's a lot of people out here taking records for people. There's a lot of writers out here that you just don't know.
Right.
So street.
If you looking for Cardi to spit some hard shit and write her rhymes, then that might disappoint you, that's not what I listen to Cardi for.
You're going
to
be disappointed.
You know what I mean? You want to turn up Cardi, she want to talk her shit, she on some hard beats, let her do her thing.
Yeah.
I ain't mad at people that don't write their shit, though.
But I got a respect for the people a different type of respect for the people.
Right. Right. Because, if I was rapping, I would write my shit. You know what I'm saying? I feel like, Dave, if you was rapping, you were right. You know what I'm saying? Same thing with Moses. Like, Jizzle, if y'all, I feel like, you know, the minds y'all have, if y'all was rappers, y'all would write y'all shit. You know what I'm saying? So, but whatever makes a hot song, whatever makes a good song.
Yeah, I'd be on some Wu-Tang shit.
You be
Wu-Tang Busta Rhymes shit. Like,
I don't know, Method Man, Jizzle.
ODB Busta Rhymes.
You wouldn't be on no Old Dirty Bastard.
What is he doing? Goku!
This nigga.
ODB was hard.
Yo, let's welcome home 6ix9ine.
That's funny.
Yeah, that nigga.
He's funny.
He gonna be home soon. For the fuck of it.
He gonna be home soon.
Get the strap.
Unfortunately,
Uncle Murder said he got a party for
you. You fuck with 6ix9ine?
No, I don't. You do.
I was. At one point in time. That's it.
Everybody pleading guilty in this case and shit.
Right. Because he snitched on everybody, right? So now it's like, well, shit, ain't no way I can get out of this one.
It ain't got no
everybody
choice.
Telling on me. Well, he's telling on me, so.
He be snitching. Don't trust us, hope.
I think it'd be home.
Hold up. So, Moses, you don't fuck with snitches?
Who fuck with snitches?
Niggas fuck with snitches. I mean, I'm not saying I do. I'm just saying.
It's different kind of snitches, though.
No, nigga. Snitches is a snitch. Ain't no fucking different
kind. It's working snitches. It's all kinds of snitches.
Nah.
You got the working snitch. Hey, boss, he's not working.
Nah, you a snitch, you a snitch. Fuck that. Like, that's snitch. It. Ain't no other definition for it. Ain't no different kind, bro.
Man, what you mean?
Nah, man. I can't. I don't fuck with that. I don't fuck with you. You snitching. That's it. I don't like. Don't tell on nothing.
How you know you don't fuck with no snitching nigga? How can you tell?
That's a good question.
Hmm?
Look. You
can't tell till they snitch on you.
You can't tell. Listen.
Deep cover.
Okay. Huh? Listen.
Think about him.
Shut up, nigga. It's wrong. That wasn't deep cover, was it?
Yeah.
Nah, that's not deep cover.
I mean, not deep cover. Right. I'm sorry, into deep.
Into deep, yeah.
What for?
Think about it.
You can kind of get that vibe, though, from a snitch. You don't know.
It was deep cover, too.
No, I'm just saying, though. You might not know.
Opa was a snitch. He lost himself.
He lost himself. Yeah, that nigga 6ix9ine, man, he about to be home.
Welcome home.
Yeah. Nah, I don't think he gonna make no more music.
He gonna make some music. He gonna make some music. Watch, he gonna make some music. And guess what, Dave? Because of the way the new age is, they gonna fuck with it. They gonna fuck with the new snitching music.
And
they
ain't making no new music.
Watch, they gonna fuck with it. Because so many...
ain't gonna be able to make no money off that.
Niggas gonna be slapping him in the head.
Watch, my nigga.
Just because niggas make money off of touring. He can't tour. You in protective custody.
They're still streaming. Tour.
Is 50 still gonna
not
play?
Not making no money off streaming.
Is 50 still?
He making no money off
is 50,
that.
See, is 50 still gonna 50's play? 50's
not
get
part
the
of that era. 50's not part of that era. Yeah, so, yes, he's gonna still play it. He's not part of that snitch era, nigga.
He gonna cut him out.
He probably never fuck with 6ix9ine anyway.
What would be petty if he cut him out and put somebody else in there? He nigga be doing shows.
I ain't fucking with you, Moses.
He do that. Look what he did with Ja Rule.
It's just too. It's,
look what he did with Ja Rule.
50 petty as fuck.
Nigga bought seats so nobody can sit there.
It's easy. It's too easy just not to to fucking perform the song.
Let me buy these
put
seats.
Somebody else on there. I don't know if that's true, but it was funny though.
Get these shirts.
Shout out to 50. I fuck with 50. Get rich or die trying.
He's funny.
He be getting the niggas ass. Like, he be talking shit. That's why I fuck with him so hard.
Thanks to him, I seen that Tierra Marie video.
Nobody.
I didn't see it. I'm like.
Nobody's off limits when it come to 50.
Like, yeah. Trash.
I ain't fucking with Moses today, man. Joe Budden. Joe Budden. Listen.
The pepper. Pepper grinder.
I ain't fucking with Moses. Joe Budden and his girl, well, his the mother of his child.
Separating?
They broke, not separated, they broke up. You know, he
damn.
I wanted to talk about it in the last episode, but I didn't know all the facts or nothing like that.
Don't know all the facts.
What happened? The pepper grinder?
That's what I said. Nah, I don't know if it's the pepper grinder.
You're not doing it right.
I still
it's
don't
over.
Know what's going on.
Nobody knows. Ain't nobody saying nothing, as they should.
That's how it should be.
Keep it internal. All that shit don't got to be out in the public.
Do you?
I think that's real good.
For now, at least. I'm sure Joe going to be on this shit.
When you don't know nothing.
Yeah, we're just going to wait it out for now, because Joe going to be on this shit in a little bit.
Oh,
yeah,
she moved out of crib and all, though.
That's good. She needed to. Shit. Get her own shit.
I guess
Joe can't wait to move a bitch in.
He love it. Nah, because you know
that's
we listen to the Joe Budden podcast.
Yeah, no, that's what Joe do. He can't wait to move in.
We gonna
in.
See because you know what I'm saying, it's different when you love somebody. He love
right. Him. Yeah, that's he love when you move in.
I feel like Joe is at that age to where he's like, this is my queen. This is my woman. This
but
is what I want to.
I don't know what Joe going
and she
through.
Probably
they go through their stuff, and I think she going through something. So they might need a separation that we don't know about.
Right. It don't mean
it might
that
not
they,
be
it
a
don't
separation.
Mean it's over.
It just might mean right. Like they just probably.
It don't mean needs, it's over right
yeah.
Now. They ain't
we don't really
with
know.
Us.
We just think it's over. Like we just always ready to jump on.
I'm sure they'll work it out. I hope they
over.
Work it out.
You know what I'm saying? Fuck that. Let him be happy. If whatever they do, let him
well,
be
I looked at it like because, you know, he's older. He's in his late 30s. And she's like 26, I think, 25, 26, something like that. She's younger and beautiful and, you know what I mean? So I don't know. She's probably getting a different type of attention. That's how I looked at it. You know what I mean? So she...
You don't know what the issue
and
is.
He... And well, okay. Attention. We don't know the issue, Dave, but at the same time, he like
attention these.
He talking shit on his podcast how he don't be fucking her like that.
Well, he said that things was
he
getting
tired.
Better. He said
listen,
things
when you got
better.
A young when you got a young
you can't keep popping pills like that.
When you got
blue
a young
out the blue
pretty
pills.
Woman like that, you have to keep
how many
her satisfied
you want
fucking
man?
Her. You don't think that?
How many pills you want this man to pop?
He ain't got pop pills. You should just
you heard him.
You should just love her. Had that feeling and one that's I want to fuck her. I want to have sex with her. You stupid nigga.
He do podcasts and then walking around fussing at Safari. He tired.
He tired. I don't know what the issue is. I hope they get.
Well, guess what? Fuck her tired, nigga. Like, what the fuck you talking about?
He tired.
She young. She wants some dick.
Put somebody's face in the sand.
Here we go.
In the sand.
Sand.
That shit is crazy. Yo, Bun B and Static came out with an album. We didn't get to talk about it last week.
Tough.
We were talking about Styles P and Ari Lennox. But I went back and listened to it.
That shit was tough.
That shit hard.
It's like old school tough. Like, you know what I'm saying? Bring you back. Like, you can listen to the whole track. The whole track.
Or no, that skips. Shit knocking.
It was nothing like really like we was like turn.
Yeah, no skips. No skips.
I had a good vibe.
It's dope. I'm gonna listen to it when we leave here. No?
Shout out to the OG. Bun B.
Bun B.
And he just popped a nigga.
Like, in the core.
In the crib.
Yeah, in his own. Yeah. In
nah,
car.
he was in the car.
When?
Yeah, in his car.
When he popped old boy.
He was in the garage in the car. He was shooting it through the window.
He was shooting through the window.
That's
he got up out the car and took off.
Damn.
Imagine that, boy. Trying to find a button. See the barrel of the poof.
So was he just so he was just trying to start the car and leave, and the next thing you know, he had to pop a nigga. Yo, I can't wait to go visual.
He's trying to
nigga Moses is crazy.
He's trying to put on. You know he probably had Lil Jon and Eastside Boys in there, and Lil Jon in the East in the trunk rumbling. Boom.
Nah, it was it was Bun's whip.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Bun was playing Lil Jon.
Bun ain't playing no Lil Jon. He probably playing his own shit.
He fought with Lil Jon though.
You just want to talk about that song, man.
Yeah, it's nice. In the East Side Boys.
All right, look. My niggas, we all sitting here, right?
Eastside Toys.
We all sitting here, right? Should we shut the fuck up, Moses.
Hot.
Should we all get out should we all get our money together and like try to buy into our like a cheap franchise?
Yeah.
Like Dollar Dirty General Water. Or
Dirty Water.
Popeye. Dirty Water. Hey.
First, you gotta invest in your own shit.
Right. Well, we
facts.
We own Dirty Water though. We good.
Yeah.
On that, but I'm just saying outside of that though.
But like, yeah, that's good. That's a good investment.
As black men, right?
Yeah, I think as black people as a whole, we need to get together and get financially stable. We can do it together. It might take us. Might be a little easier for us to do it together than it is to do it separately right now, just because we so behind.
You know what makes me mad,
so
though,
much
Dave?
Money out there, why be greedy? That's why I never understand.
This is what makes me
and
mad,
and it might
though.
Make it easier.
Dave and Moses is like, respecting the process. You know, as niggas. Niggas don't respect the process. They want it overnight. We want it overnight.
We gotta be
they don't
want
to wait a year. They don't want to wait 2 years. They don't want to wait... And then when it pops off, like, you know what I mean? Like, with our podcast, like, we don't expect this shit to just pop today. Yeah. Like, you know what I'm saying? We just, hey, this is here you go, Dirty Water. But 2-3 years, whatever, it might pop, hopefully. Mm. You know what I mean? But that's the type of shit, you know what I'm saying, we be on. Mm. Like, why niggas don't think like that, man? That shit's crazy. They want it overnight, bro.
Mm. Peace.
I've been patiently
waiting for the riddle.
Hey, this nigga. I was on some 50 shit.
I was on some Dirty Water shit.
You always on some Dirty Water. You on some Dirty Water right now with your backwoods. You know what I mean?
Shaboobie.
What's next, man?
What's next is, Dave, who the fuck is they? Right. No.
What?
You should say it like that though. Who the fuck is they? You know
is
I'd
that
be like
a rap round?
No. Well, you know I'd be like, well, they say you shouldn't do this, or they say you should be like this, or they who the fuck is they?
Mostly they is him.
But who the fuck is they?
I is him. No.
Yeah, you is me and I is him.
I'm on my shit, B. I'm on my dirty. Nah.
But what I'm saying is, When nah, y'all niggas crazy.
I'm fucking crazy. It's crazy. This episode's about to be crazy.
Listen, they is society.
Grandmas and grandmas.
It's society.
Society.
Yeah,
okay.
I mean the.
No, because I'll be like, because I don't, I feel like we shouldn't live off of certain rules. Like, when they say they, when yeah. they say they, what, like, it's like they putting rules on you.
Yeah.
You shouldn't do this. You shouldn't do that. Well, who the fuck is they? Who the fuck is to tell me that I'm not supposed to do this? I'm not supposed to do that. Like, first, you know what I mean? I'm not supposed to live like this. I'm not supposed to eat that. I'm not supposed to.
Right. First society's of all, expectations.
First of all, you start off, you got to be humble.
Well, that's
then
how
you
live,
gotta
bro.
Be loyal.
Well, you got definitely got
a lot of niggas ain't loyal. We hear that every day. You ain't loyal, okay? That's where the play come in, okay?
Right.
All right. Let's say that.
There we go.
Just stupid. Okay. Let's go with that.
That's it, just one and two.
Yeah, right, right. I was waiting for some more, Dave.
Like, yeah, that's how I do.
He was like, let's just say that. Dave, he was like, let's just say that.
Right.
And I'm like, okay, what's after that?
That's what's important.
Who the fuck is they, though, bro? Who the fuck is they?
And always make sure.
Like Dave says, society.
I'm just saying, like, with a man, like,
you just got to do.
You know your own goal.
People need to say,
it's
fuck
always,
them.
Right, it's go. Always somebody going to be saying something, man.
True.
There's a lot of people say something about us we still go through. We laugh at the shit.
Yeah.
We think it's funny.
You're right.
We do memes. I know niggas do memes with it.
Right.
Stupid shit like it.
Yeah.
I'll beat your ass. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Shit like that.
Right.
But it's all cool. Don't fucking look at me, Jizzle.
Appreciate that, Jizzle.
Nah, I don't want to see it.
Like what Dave said one time, he was like, you know, you got to see the white meat sometimes.
I mean,
yeah. You got to break some skin.
Got to break some skin on
see some
niggas.
Blood.
But like,
why you going overboard? Shut the fuck up.
But sometimes it can be people, and then sometimes it can be that person. Like, just want to see what you're going to say.
Right.
Hey, man, they saying, you doing this. See what you say. Because they don't know how to really act.
Especially
you.
When that shit ain't even going on.
Though. Yeah. You
just
gotta be a smarter person.
See,
fuck is they?
They might be just saying that just to see what you say about it.
Yeah.
Mm.
But a real nigga always like, who is they, bro? Name names. Before Dirty, you even say something, you got to name names.
Dirty Water is like, who is they? Yeah? No?
What you mean?
Dirty Water, the podcast.
They know us. They not who is they.
No, we that's why we made
they
this
know
topic.
Us. They
who
so
the
they
fuck
not
fuck is
who
they?
Is they?
Whatever, I ain't fucking
who
with you.
Talking about some
I
people?
Don't know.
Young
don't
Thug got
if,
shot up.
If some people saying that they getting smacked as soon as you play it, smack. Coming through the. Coming
Dirty
through the.
Stop putting that energy out
phone.
There, man, because now niggas gonna try us. Like, I don't want to have to beat somebody up. You over here,
who?
Like.
I don't know what we talking about.
All right,
look.
Nobody gonna want to smoke. Like, if you want smoke for the podcast?
I don't
okay.
want smoke for the podcast. I'm just chilling.
Want no dirty water smoke?
Nah,
but you say
shout out to the other podcast.
You say yeah, but now you say you smack them. Like what the fuck? Like, I was like,
right, if they talking shit.
All right. Let's move on. We don't know what the fuck we talking about here.
Nah, they mad.
Dave let's always
go.
Mad.
Let's go, man. God damn.
Young Thug got shot up. Well, he didn't get shot.
That's
but
a legend.
Got shot,
that's
Dave.
A legend.
What's up?
That's a legend.
And it's Ferrari.
Gunna said that shit was cap.
Cap.
Oh, I didn't see that. Mm. I just seen it this morning.
Gunna delete.
I didn't know it was cap.
Gunna said it was cap, so I don't know what it is.
He said they said
sticks on my
well,
face.
They, huh? They said
yeah, this, I don't know.
They said he was driving his Ferrari and he had both his tour buses behind him or in between them or whatever, and they shot up the car because they knew he was driving the Ferrari.
Oh, where?
Too Famous? What he doing his past? What the
she
fuck?
Gonna have my brain. Then she gonna suck my thing. Swallow it.
Oh my God.
I'm on my shit.
That's why I want you on Dirty Water.
I'm on my shit.
Stupid.
You follow Young Thug though.
I'm following Young Thug. All I'm about to be honey, buddy, 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 boo.
But he wear dresses.
He got some shit. He got, yeah. He
just crazy. Like,
a little out of pocket.
That's for attention,
that.
Bro.
Like, you think shit, so? He think you? That shit you think he do that and get like, the, just to get
because
the attention
people
towards
know
his
him.
Art?
Like people know him. Mm. So it's like it's the same time. It's so
he gotta do
comics put on skirts to be for you know what I'm saying. So I don't care about that shit.
They gotta do better too.
But like that's not me. Mm. I'm not putting on no fucking skirt. I'm not.
Yeah, but you'll spin the music. Who? You'll spin the music.
If it's hot, not all the time.
Even though he's wearing a skirt. Ah, see? See how I get you, nigga?
So what?
Hey, I'm just talking shit, my nigga. Dirty water, let's go.
Oh, here we
go. You, because he wears a skirt, I got to wear a skirt? Nah, nigga.
Nah, I'm not saying that.
All right. I'm not that type of nigga.
All I know is you better not come over here and you got a skirt on, because we're going.
What?
Nigga.
A kilt? If I was Scottish?
Well, all right, come on this motherfucker wearing a goddamn kilt and see what me and Dave do to you.
You ain't gonna do that.
Hey, come on. Nah,
you might be Scottish.
I ain't gonna say no more. Come to Dirty Water when we're recording and wear that skilt. That kilt, nigga.
Keys.
And see what me and Dave do to you.
Wear that skilt.
That skilt.
This nigga's crazy.
Saucy.
I'm not coming in here no skirt.
You better not, nigga.
No skirt. Skill.
Wear that skilt, nigga.
Let me see your lighter.
I'm going to punch you. I'm not wearing over.
I know it is, but. Never mind. Fuck it.
All right, man. Come on. Move on. Anyway.
We ain't got too much gold, man. It's, you know what I mean? It's. Talk about Young Thug.
Brown.
Oh, yeah. I talk about it too. Y'all said It 2 was coming.
Yeah. Did you see the first one? The new one?
How you feel about It, period, though?
It was tough.
Clown waiting for you in the sewer.
I think it was a book, and then they made it a movie.
It was a book Stephen first? King.
Yeah, it was a book first.
It's Stephen King.
It's a book.
Oh, I didn't know that.
The book is way more explicit than the movie is. Because they actually, in order for them to... I think they had to do like an orgy or some shit in the book, you know, because like it's sort of like a if you don't believe in a nigga, he don't exist type shit.
Yeah.
So they had to experience something traumatizing to block it out of their mind in the book, and they did some orgy shit. They ain't gonna do that in the fucking.
Was the clown
movie.
Still in the book though?
Nigga, it was an It book, yes. Yeah. He was in the book, yes. It,
right.
You know what I mean? Yeah, what are you talking about?
I'm
no,
just saying,
white boy told me about it.
Yo, Dave.
Yeah, nah.
Come on.
Why you always got white boy telling you some shit about listen, man,
listen.
I just told...
My nigga, I work with a lot of white people, and then we take long trips, and them niggas... They like to talk. Yeah, it's just conversation.
To our good white people, like what up?
Yeah, man, you say like, bro, you'll say one movie and they'll glow up and tell you about everything.
Especially if they interested.
10 minutes.
You know what I mean?
Especially if you just listening like, what?
Jesus
so
Christ.
What happened to what's
some
man,
of it
man,
is interesting.
That?
I learned some shit.
Yeah.
Learn some shit.
But even in the movie, you see like, if you believe him and don't believe in him, how he was fucked up.
Are y'all going to go see It too, though?
I am.
I'm not going to go see it.
I don't even know when it come out.
I don't know. I'm waiting until it pop up on the free sites.
Yeah. So why the fuck we talking about this shit?
I don't know. You brought it up.
Some pre-production shit. I don't know.
I ain't been to the movie theaters in a long time.
I'm going
to
check it out. I want to see it.
Hey, I'm going to go see Aladdin with my son. Let me put it out there. May 24th, I'm doing that.
Yeah, I told you.
Yeah, I'm going to do that. I fuck with Aladdin and all that. I'm
going to go see Lion King, my son. I ain't going to see the Aladdin ones.
Is Lion King coming out there? I'm talking about theaters, nigga.
Yeah, it's coming out theaters.
Yeah. A new Lion King?
Yeah. Beyonce and everybody in it.
You a hater.
I'm not.
Childish Gambino.
You know, you a hater. You sit there right and looked at me in the eyes and was mad.
I was.
Simba.
I ain't going to lie, I was.
Simba.
Young Simba.
Yeah, they got a whole new Lion King coming out.
Yeah. Oh shit! I ain't even fucking
real heard. Lions.
It's gonna be like a
black,
like a fucking musical. I believe it's gonna be like a little musical type shit. Like you might get a couple.
One
singing
of the lions
a
got a black beard.
What? One of the lions got a black beard?
Yeah.
What are you talking?
Let's see. Yo, Moses be on some other shit.
Tape of shit on his Beijing.
Yeah.
Burning Lions got Beijing on.
Lions Beijing shit.
Yeah,
the uncle. Because you remember the uncle had black hair.
Yeah, I think
they were
Scar or something like that.
Mm. The uncle had the black hair, remember?
The See? Uncle was the one that killed the.
Yeah.
Yeah, he ain't shit. Fuck him. Him. Fuck him. That nigga. Yeah. Fuck with that nigga. Honestly, I don't fuck with that shit. We ain't got shit else. Y'all got some Ville shit? What's up, Moses? Y'all got some Ville shit? Before we get the fuck up out of here.
Nah, yeah.
This nigga and Dave ain't got no New York shit, right?
That shit, man. Sorry.
Ville shit is, yo, Ville, what up? J. Cole, what up? Fayetteville. All that good shit. And let me pull up all the cities.
Follow us on Instagram.
Now I want to pull up all the cities that be listening to us real quick.
Follow us on Instagram, Dirty Water Dave, Dirty Water Podcast on Instagram. Dirty Water Dave B on Instagram.
Word.
What is it? What's the Twitter?
Huh?
What's the Twitter?
What?
Twitter.
Oh, the Twitter is Dirty_Water_NC. Facebook, Dirty Water Podcast. Dirty Water Podcast @gmail. Like, hit us up. We chilling. What up to all the cities? DeVille, Fayetteville, what up?
East Shouts side. Out to the Queens.
Shout out to Queens. Yeah,
yeah,
for
Happy
sure.
Happy Mother's Day.
Yeah.
Not Arkansas.
No, yeah, North Carolina. You know what I mean? East side, what up? West side, what up? North side, south side. Columbia, North Carolina, what up? New York, what up? Ossining. What is that shit?
Ossining. It's New York. What up?
Yeah, what up? Charlotte, what up? You know what I mean? Raleigh, what up? Durham, what up? Fort Bragg, what up? Hampton, Henderson, what up? Hope Mills, what up? Indianapolis, what up? Kokomo, what up?
What up?
London came back again. What up, Canada?
London, what up?
Yeah. What up? Yeah, we out.
Biscuits.
We trying. Suwannee, Atlanta, Egypt. What the fuck is this shit?
Ooh, Egypt?
Nah, not Egypt. Egypt Lake Lido, which is in fucking Florida.
Oh, Florida.
Tampa. Yeah. What up? Okay. Tampa, what up? Orlando, Florida. What up? You know what I mean? Miami, what up?
No, we got niggas Miami. In the sand.
L.A., what up?
We got, niggas, we got niggas in the stand listening to us, though.
Yeah, we...
Who?
I don't know. Whoever listening to us, what up? We see what's going on. Today is my birthday. We just bullshitting, having fun. I didn't even think we were going to record today, but fuck it.
Happy birthday.
Shut the fuck up, Moses. What up, everybody? Fuck with us. We here every week, every Thursday. This is what the fuck we do.
Yeah, Moose.
Shut the fuck up, Moses.
Dave.
And we got them.
Gotta relax.
Say something, Dave.
Dave is different. He don't want to say shit. Yeah, word. That's Dave. You already know what it is. Yeah.
Can you